Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and DSC Insight calling. Welcome to the Eurovision off-season. Coming up, the summer is here, Junior Eurovision is go, and let's remember the Womp. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome, I'm Ewan Spence. It's another Insight News podcast. Although not much has happened, it's that quiet week and we are into the off-season of the song contest. The summer stretches out ahead of us, but we will still have some content up at esinsight.com. And of course, you can continue to support us over at Patreon, esinsight.com/Patreon or patreon.com/esinsight if you want to go in through the main site and support us for the price of a fancy coffee per month. So where are we? Well, it's the summer off-season and it's traditionally quiet, but this year probably more so, because we already know a fair bit of information about the 2021 contest that would normally be parcelled out over the summer months. In terms of ESC Insight, we'll be taking over. There'll be news podcasts every few weeks to keep you up to date. We'll have trips out to the Ile de Besançon for some more Eurovision castaways, and we'll have some more border coverage and articles on the site. Let's just catch up on the news that we do have since Shine Light was aired and the Eurovision Not a Contest date passed us by. As announced on Saturday's Shine a Light show, the plan for Eurovision 2021 is to return to Rotterdam next year. Tickets purchased for the Ahoy Theatre for the 2020 contest will remain valid for the show next year. There's no official news on dates, but as mentioned before in the podcast, Rotterdam Council's minutes suggest Tuesday, May the 11th for the semi-final one, Thursday, May the 13th for the second semi-final, and Saturday, May the 15th for the grand final. But there is an argument to push back a week later to May the 22nd for the grand final to give as much time as possible for science to do its thing, because the Dutch government has noted there's no major events until there is a vaccine. Obviously, there's lots of discussion that's going to be going on and a lot can change in a year. We're not going to get answers for a long time, but the plans are there and various scenarios will be gamed through, and there will be a contest next year, of that I am sure. In terms of merchandise, from this year's Not a Contest, the celebratory CD was released the day before Shine a Light took to light, and the question of the Italian edit has at least been answered. Diodato won San Remo with Fire Amore running at 3 minutes 30 seconds. Eurovision rules give you just 3 minutes for your song, so a trim would have been needed. Sometimes that's worked out well for the Italian delegation, sometimes less so. We'll never find out what that 3-minute edit is, because lurking on the CD for Italy is the full-length version from San Remo. Maybe it will leak out at some point, but at the moment, all we have is the San Remo and that perfect performance coming out of the amphitheatre that you saw at the end of Shine a Light. The official shop.eurovision.tv still has a bundle of merchandise with the 2020 branding on it. Offers have been running all last week, so you can still get your lanyards, your t-shirts, your mugs, your CDs, and so on and so on. But once the stocks are gone, they are gone. Also coming out of .tv this year, probably one of the big innovations was the home concerts. Obviously, these have stopped running because we're now in the off-season, but the official website has written up the story of their production and a behind-the-scenes look at how they were put together. It also calls it the first season of Eurovision home concerts. So I suspect a new tradition has been born. The concerts themselves remain on YouTube as a small highlights reel that was posted this week from each show. Eurovision Europe Shine a Light, the replacement show for the song contest, which many broadcasters used to anchor their own coverage and celebrations of the contest. For example, here in the UK, we had Eurovision come together from the BBC. Viewing figures for that are being reported. Numbers are lower than you would expect for the song contest itself, and it kind of feels in line with other specials that have been produced, such as the Eurovision's Greatest Hits that was on the 60th anniversary, looking at round about 11 or 12% market share in each territory, apart from the Netherlands, where the market share was up at 40%. Moving on to other contests, Junior Eurovision 2020. This was announced during Shine a Light with the logo reveal. It looks like this. a nice little world in movement, which of course goes with the slogan Move the World, which is going to honour the collective power we all hold to move the world. November 29th we'll see the contest, and it's going to be in Warsaw. Krakow was considered the front runner by many, but politics appears to have put paid to that, with the president of Krakow withdrawing the bid. Venue-wise, Junior Eurovision is currently due to take place in TVP's broadcast studios in Warsaw. It's going to be the first Junior Eurovision outside of an arena setting. And of course, everything is going to be all dependent on circumstances. Moving back to the adult contest, we are now up to 24 confirmed broadcasters for the show next year. We had 13 artists that had already been announced as returning. Montaigne for Australia, Vincent Bueno for Austria, Effendi for Azerbaijan, Hooverphonic for Belgium, Victoria for Bulgaria, Turnit Kipiani for Georgia, Stefania for Greece, Eden Alain for Israel, Jungu McCree for the Netherlands, Roxen for Romania, Blas Canto for Spain, Jons Tiers for Switzerland, and Go A for Ukraine. In the hours leading up to Shine the Light, five more countries announced that they were bringing the same artist back again. Anna Soklik for Slovenia, Benny Christo for the Czech Republic, Destiny for Malta, Samantha Tina for Latvia, and Senate for San Marino. Six countries are going to be holding national finals, so there will not be an automatic return for the artist selected this year. The general rule of thumb is the national final selected a song, so the song is no longer eligible. Some other contests and internal selections chose the artist, and of course the artist can carry over. So we are going to have national finals next year from Denmark, Estonia, Finland, Lithuania, Norway, and Sweden. It's a list of 24. We're expecting to go slightly above 40, so there will be more confirmations and news throughout the summer and beyond. The official entry date is usually, you've got to get the paperwork in by late September, and it's confirmed by late October out in the public. Here on ESC Insight are nine things to look forward to for the following year for Eurovision 2021 is now posted on the site. Our look back at the national finals should be online this week coming up. Traditionally, we've done which national finals got it right, which national finals got it wrong. We started off doing that framework, and it's still trying to work out the way to do it correctly. So we will have some look back, some form of look back on there going through. For those who missed it in the emotional week last week, the Jukebox Jury Championships saw the winners of the eight heats. No, I'm not going to go over them because I know that many of you keep Jukebox Jury back to listen to over the summer. So, no spoilers here. The eight winners went into two semi-finals and then a grand final of four to find our favourite song. Those are all available to listen again on our RSS feed and on the website as well. And if you're listening through any of the podcast places that carry reviews, such as iTunes, Google Play and Spotify, we'd love it if you could leave a review for us as well. Over the summer, news podcasts will continue, maybe every 2 or 3 weeks. Castaways will be popping up as well, just as soon as we're all allowed to travel out to the Ile de Besançon. And we'll be on air on the podcast radio on DAB over London and the South East. Or you can listen online at thepodcastradio.co.uk. There's also going to be a series of shows produced by the team at ESC Insight, and that's going to debut on Radio 6 International, which you can listen to online, radio6.com. It'll be showcasing the acts from 2020 who have declared their interest in returning in 2021. Those shows should start in late June. We'll keep an eye on our Twitter feed. We'll highlight those up. But also, you can listen to them all again when they air at europesheartbeat.com. And as everybody's been experimenting over the time, I've also been working with the Reddit's Eurovision team to do a talk radio show. And we're going to be running those now monthly throughout the summer. And you'll find more details at Reddit's Eurovision subreddit. And you can listen again at mixcloud.com/Reddit Eurovision, all one word. In terms of dates for your diary, well, this Saturday will be Eurovision again, starting off at 8 p.m. UK time with the announcement of the year 15 minutes beforehand at 7:45. Last Sunday, it went back a day because Eurovision Europe Shine a Light was on. A new version of the 1974 contest was premiered by the ESC.TV team. And I think we have to send thanks out to them because they've been working on what is quite a pivotal contest, given the ABBA one. And they've been getting the best quality parts of the broadcast from the various broadcasters all around Europe. And they've sort of used that to create a mosaic to create the best print possible of the show, and it looked absolutely gorgeous. If you catch this podcast in time, because it stays on the YouTube channel for 7 days, if you've got a chance to go and look at that, do so, youtube.com/Eurovision. And probably one of the best bits of Eurovision again was all the older UK fans going, "Hey, it's the Wombles!" And all the younger fans and those outside the UK are just going, "What fresh horror is this 8-foot-high furry on a speedboat travelling down the Thames in front of my screen? Please bring back Riverdance." Ah, the Wombles is the interval act. What a light day. Two other dates for you, just looking a little bit further ahead. Of course, Sunday the 16th of August is the closing of submissions for Norway's MGP. And Tuesday 1st of September is the deadline day. Any song released after that date is eligible for the song contest in 2021. In a way, that's kind of like, that's when the off-season ends and the season starts. But it's a very, very slow build-up to the start of the season. But no matter when that gets into high gear, we will be here at ESC Insight on the podcast, the website, and all the social networks, keeping up to date with everything from the Eurovision Song Contest world. Thanks very much for your time over the last year. Stay with us over the summer and into the next year. And in the meantime, stay safe, be kind. Ta-ra for now. And cue the guitars. The ESC Insight News podcast this week was written and hosted by Ewan Spence for Eurovision at www.escinsight.com.